brought to you by the Water Innovations Foundation, solving the world's water problems through technology. Learn more at waterinnovations.org.
Welcome back to This Week with Ann Kirk and Vincent Caprio, and we are talking supposedly about the top stories of 2010, although we've been kind of all over the place with top stories of the decade.
Well, I'm really struggling to think about what number three would be for the last decade.
Well, we decided that the terrorist attacks were probably number one.
And Obama
was two. It's really hard to, if I thought about this ahead of time over the last 10 years.
Well, no, I have,
years.
But I'm just, it's not a lot of, Rich, what would you think number three would be? Rich.
Bristol Palin in Dancing for the Stars.
Oh, come on. All right, I'm putting you back on hold for that. There you go. You know, that was uncalled for. No.
Actually, we didn't mention...
Well, Michael Jackson might be...
Oh, that's a big story, his death.
Because of the way it happened. Not just because he died, but... Farrah Fawcett died, but she was ill. With Michael Jackson, that was kind of... That was weird.
Yes.
What else in the last... Come on, if you have something out there, 203-333-WICC, that's 9422, whether it's last decade or just this last year, I'd like to hear it. But the last decade, you have to go all the way back to 2000. Well, that...
No, you can't go back to 2000.
Yeah, because that would be 11 years.
Well, no.
Well...
Do you want to hear the exact explanation on that? You can put...
Well, are we talking about the last 10 years? Or are we talking about... this decade by calendar years, like on how we count decades.
Well,
if we're talking about the last 10 years.
Yes.
Because that's different.
That is different, but the year 2000, they say, goes to the decade previously.
Well, from like millenniums.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the largest news story in 2000 was President Bush in the Supreme Court.
The year 2000 itself was a story, whole Y2K.
But the presidential election, being that it had to go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
That was considered the biggest story of that decade.
Yeah.
By many people.
Well, that's true. But if you're talking about the last 10 years, then you go to still start with 2001.
Right.
1 through 10.
Right.
If we're talking about the last 10 years.
Yes.
So I guess either way, 2000 is out.
It's out.
Out. You know, sometimes it's good to get rid of old things like that election with the Hanging Chads. Because now Bridgeport gets to own the new Hanging Chad record.
Oh, really?
Well, with the whole botched ballots where they ran out of ballots. And then they did the recounts and all that good stuff. So, yeah. So that's a whole new thing. So... Rich, since we put you on hold as punishment there for your Bristol...
I'm in my corner now.
That's right. Your timeout is over.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, now, okay. So over the last 10 years, top stories,
Well, it's time for
Or have we missed some from this year?
No, wait a minute. I just want to... Time for me, because today was a big day in my life.
Oh, this is the personal Vince update time?
No, they came out with the new census numbers.
Oh.
And you know me and numbers.
Been all over them, huh, Vince?
Yes. So I just want to say hello to, now we have...
308 million, right?
308 million.
And what's significant about that number is that...
when I was born, it was 180 million, bringing it back to me.
I know, I got that. I got
bringing
that.
It back
important,
to you.
That's an important context, and thank you for that point there. But what's incredible about that is the slowest growth since the Great Depression. And what, and so I haven't looked at the numbers like Vince would, but... I think there's one of the headlines that I've been seeing is the Republicans are going to benefit from this.
Yes.
I'm not absolutely sure about that because a lot of Northerners have moved out. I mean, like New York's lost people, Massachusetts lost people, and so forth. They're moving down into the South, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to still vote the same way.
That's true.
The South does. So,
but I think part of it is they feel like whichever party... is sort of, we'll say, in control or has the majority when the census numbers come out, because then that's when all of the everything is like redrawn as far as districts and allotments.
Right.
And so if the Republican Party is more in control during that time, then they can redraw the lines to benefit themselves. That's part of it.
And Vince, Vince had mentioned that you mentioned that about the 2010 elections. Yes, 63 seats in the House. but also in the governorships around the country, where and even more than that is the control of state legislatures by the Republican Party, and they're involved in redistricting. I mean, if you know Massachusetts loses one, and some other state's going to get, I think Texas is going to get four or five more. So that, I mean, that's a solid Republican.
And you know what came out of the census numbers that was shocking? It was the first time in over 100 years the state of California did grow.
Really?
I'm not really surprised by that,
They did not pick up a congressional seat.
But think about it. I'm not really surprised
years.
By that. Because California, and I'm generalizing, but very crowded in the areas where it's populated, a host of issues from...
Water.
Well... A host of water issues, you know, as well as earthquakes, and it's expensive to live there, and the housing market's not in great shape in a lot of areas. I mean, I love California, but you know what I'm saying? There was, as a destination to relocate purposely to California is not necessarily so easy to do anymore.
I was actually surprised that it was only $308 million, you know, because 10 years ago, it was $300 million, and there were people saying that they thought it was going to be $320 million, actually.
Right. Getting back to California, I'm in the business of moving people around the country. I cannot move anybody out of California. And their house is underwater, and they cannot leave the house. They still have a job, but they cannot leave the house because they have to spend a lot of money to, when it's underwater.
And so meaning, just for people who don't know, underwater meaning that they owe more than it's worth?
Yes.
So, like, even if they sell it for what the top dollar they could sell it for right now, they would still have to pay the bank even more money.
And there's a high percentage of people who purchase homes during the height of the market. And so now they're, now the market's crashed. And it's just not going to, it's going to take years to get back to the point where they can safely move out of their home, but they're stuck in their home, and it's kind of like a prison for, I've talked to some of these people, it's like a prison there. I mean, their jobs are still there, they're not sure their jobs are going to stay, even in high tech, but California is an impossible state to live in.
What's the rental market there like?
$3,000-$4,000 for a home.
Oh, well, so they can't even rent the house for what they pay on it monthly.
But that's expensive for somebody to take up as a rental house.
Now, I'm coming back. I was racking my brain about the last 10 years. You know what significant story was the 2006 elections and Nancy Pelosi becoming Speaker of the House.
All right.
That's significant.
That's true. Female Speaker of the House. That was a
and
big
that
deal,
whole,
too.
And remember, the Republican Party controlled from 94 to 2006, and the 2006 elections made her the Speaker of the House. That was a very big story.
You know what I would say about Nancy Pelosi? I think she is one, and Vince and I have had this argument, but I think she is one of the most, one of the best speakers that this country has ever had. I mean, we keep hearing about all this legislation getting stalled in the Senate, but she was in control of the House. I mean, there is no filibuster there, but she passed, the House passed 400 pieces of legislation. And the Senate just stalled most of it, and she was right. Why should she step down? And the reason why people are upset with her, because as she says, she was effective. And I think people forget her father was a mayor of a big city, Baltimore, and she learned from the from her dad how a political organization is run. I mean,
Rich, are you part of her campaign?
No, I'm not. I think she was used as an icon in the election, but I really think that she was very effective and she really got the vote out in her caucus.
Yeah, she probably did. You know what, Ridge? Hold on for me. The interesting thing about Nancy Pelosi, I remember that conversation we had where you thought she would eventually step down. And
yes.
I said, I don't know, I think she'll stay. And I actually wondered if she would try to be the minority leader, and she's ended up doing that, which that's also very unusual.
Unprecedented.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by that. She's an interesting case. I've never seen a Speaker of the House who was so well-known and disliked, kind of.
Yeah, no, Tip O'Neill was liked and loved.
Right, but not. I've never seen somebody so disliked. As that,
Yeah, well, we...
All right, We're going to take another call from Jim in Hamden.
Oh,
hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, no. You know what? I just got in the car. I was listening to you guys talk about the
give me your list.
The last 10 years, the last decade, and I was surprised you hadn't mentioned Katrina, Hurricane Katrina.
I should have.
As an important, I guess that was, that was pretty important event, I guess.
Well, that's a good point, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people would think of that. You know, for me, I think of hurricanes. You know, Hurricane Katrina, the hurricane wasn't so bad. It was the levee breaking.
Well, everything that happened, you know, right. After the way it was dealt with and everything.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yeah.
That might be the third biggest story of the last 10 years.
Third.
That might be the third biggest story. Yeah,
Vincent's trying
years.
To put them in order of the biggest stories in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, it might be. It might be. There's a lot of big stories when you go back 10 years.
I know.
Hey, let's start driving again. So,
thank you so
night.
Much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, thank
Merry
you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas
to you,
Happy
too.
Happy holidays.
Good night.
Bye. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of mixed thoughts on Katrina, but you know, we only have like a couple minutes left. So, we definitely want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year because
yes.
We are not here. Our show is not on next week. I will be here next week. But
4 to 7, Monday and Tuesday.
4 to 7, Monday and Tuesday.
I'll be listening.
And I'll be doing the news, you know, in the afternoon, or update newscasts, too. I'm in for Jim Buchanan Monday and Tuesday, so I'm in for the stretch there. But we will be back in January, and education is one of the things we definitely want to talk about sometime in the new year soon.
And taxes.
And taxes.